The seal of confidentiality in the confessional is a long-standing pillar of Catholic teaching and practice, and in Australia, the Catholic Church is fighting new laws in several areas of the country which would force priests to break it if someone confesses to child abuse. The laws are being introduced in the wake of the 5-year inquiry into institutional abuse by a royal commission. Janet Rogers reports.
Now's the chance, Philip Wilson, to say something since your resignation from the post.
It's mid-August in the Australian city of Newcastle, and the disgraced former Catholic Archbishop of Adelaide, Philip Wilson, is leaving court. As the media scrum jostles, at least one angry survivor of childhood sexual abuse tries to confront the 80-year-old Wilson.
Will you say sorry for what you've done to me and other children?
Former Archbishop Philip Wilson is the most senior Catholic anywhere in the world to be convicted for the crime of concealing child sex abuse in a case that goes back to the 1970s. Australia's Cardinal George Pell, the Vatican treasurer, no less, is also currently on leave, facing similar charges. But what happens when a Catholic priest learns about abuse through the sacred and confidential setting of confession? Australia's Catholics are saying they're unwilling to break the seal of confession to report child sex abuse, even if that means breaking the law.
If you remove God from the equation, you say one set of things about the seal of confession. We can't remove God from the equation. The Church actually does God. Now, once you do God, you say a different set of things about the seal.
70-year-old Mark Coleridge is the Archbishop of Brisbane, and as the president of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference, he's currently the most senior Catholic in Australia.
We do not accept the cliché that you have to choose between child safety and the seal of the confessional. But I'm not prepared to accept that there is hard and fast evidence of a vast amount of cover-up of abuse in the sacrament of penance.
The laws to break the confessional seal are the recommendation of Australia's Royal Commission into Institutional Child Sex Abuse. The exhaustive public inquiry began in 2012 and looked at a range of institutions, but after 5 years and thousands of interviews, it found the Catholic Church had a special case to answer. The Catholic Church alone accounted for almost half of all the reported cases of abuse, and 7% of Australia's Catholic priests were accused of abusing children in the 6 decades since 1950. It took the Catholic Church almost 9 months to put together a formal response to the Royal Commission. They accepted the bulk of the Commission's recommendations, 98% according to them. The confessional seal, though, was off the table, and the news dominated the headlines.
The Australian Catholic Church's much-anticipated response to the Child Abuse Royal Commission was handed down today.
And finally, a response. Catholic leaders today promising action.
Accept the Royal Commission's recommendation to lift the seal of the confessional regarding child sex abuse.
It may have come as little surprise, but the news still outraged many survivors of child sexual abuse.
Hi, Leonie, lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Thanks for making some time for us.
64-year-old Leonie Sheedy is one of the most public faces of the fight for justice for survivors of child sexual abuse in Australia. She's the CEO of CLAN, which stands for Care Leavers Australia and New Zealand. It advocates for people raised in orphanages, children's homes and foster care. We meet in their small Melbourne office, surrounded by overflowing stacks of campaign pamphlets and posters.
Children have to come first, not your religious convictions. We live in a secular country. It's not run by Catholics. It's a secular nation. You know, you don't want to abide by our laws? Take your religion and go back to the Vatican, where your headquarters are.
It's a view echoed by abuse survivor Andrew Collins from Ballarat, a town often described as the epicentre of abuse in Australia.
The Royal Commission heard evidence. There were priests who had raped and sexually abused children. They went to confession, were absolved from those sins, then went out and continued to abuse children. I don't see any reason why they should be exempt from reporting something as horrific as child sexual abuse.
Shall I be with you?
In Ballarat, a city that's been especially rocked by the scandal of child abuse by clergy, I went along to Sunday Mass for a chance to meet the local priest. 53-year-old Father Driscoll has been with the Ballarat Diocese for the last decade. He's seen firsthand the devastating impacts of child sexual abuse on the community, and he believes the church should be open to reform.
It's the Royal Commission that's got the unparalleled moral authority, not the church. And I think that's a new position for the churches to be in. I think it's an experience, a new experience of powerlessness. And I think to be powerless will require a new humility.
Father Driscoll argues that governance and decision-making in the Catholic Church needs to be opened up and made more accountable. Word for word, this is also what the Royal Commission is asking for. And for the confessional seal, he says the Catholic Church can sidestep the sticky issue of breaking the seal by drawing on its own diverse traditions.
The Sacrament of Reconciliation has been reformed time and time again over all the centuries. It's never just been the one way we might do it.
After Sunday Mass, I joined some of the parishioners for tea and sandwiches. People seemed divided.
I don't actually think that a paedophile would actually confess that they were a paedophile.
I'm, like Maria, thinking that no paedophile is going to go to confession. And if they did, then it's up to the priest to send them to counselling.
It's a real tough one.
If someone thinks that they can just get away with it by going to confession, well, confession is a wrong thing.
In late October, the Australian government will give a national apology to the victims and survivors of institutional child sex abuse. Meanwhile, a number of Australian states are still grappling with what law, if any, they'll introduce to break the seal of confession. But the confessional seal is just one of the issues the church faces as it struggles to address its global crisis of child sexual abuse. And for survivors like Andrew Collins, the journey for healing has a long way to go.
Look, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, and I'm just so sad. I think the whole issue of the confessional, it's about trust. The church needs to earn the trust of the community again. And the only way that it can earn the trust of the community is by taking action.
That report by Janet Rogers.